I welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Preserved, was written by James Banks. While I was clearing out the garden in preparation for spring planting, I pulled up a large clump of winter weeds and leapt into the air. A venomous copperhead snake lay hidden in the undergrowth just below my hand. An inch lower, and I would have grabbed it by mistake. I saw its colorful markings as soon as I lifted the clump. The rest of it was coiled in the weeds between my feet. When my feet hit the ground, a few feet away, I thanked God I hadn't been bitten, and I wondered how many other times He had kept me from dangers I never knew were there. God watches over His people. In Deuteronomy 31, Moses told the Israelites as they prepared to enter the promised land, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." They couldn't see God, but He was with them nonetheless. Sometimes difficult things happen that we may not understand, but we can also reflect on the number of times God has preserved us without our even being aware. Scripture reminds us that His perfect, providential care remains over His people every day. He's always with us. Now let's listen to the promises found in God's Word. This is today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading, taken from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. "I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, 'You shall not cross the Jordan.' The Lord your God Himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what He did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom He destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for constantly watching over us and loving us in and through all of life's difficult moments. We pray that when we're in the midst of these times, you would remind us of your faithfulness, and in so doing, strengthen our trust and renew our hope in you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.